Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If there's a person that you respect and think highly of, that's great, but the reason why is because to some degree, they're like him. So go ahead and lift your eyes higher above them and become like the Master. Everyone that is perfect, perfected, developed, mature will be as his Master. Can you say amen? Okay, one last thing here. You got time for another one? Go to Matthew, please. Matthew 19. Youth, don't pay attention. They're not in control of their body and their appetites and their feelings. Youth are impatient. Youth can be wild. Act insane. Short-sighted. Blow all their money on nothing. Think people are their friends and they're not. But you don't have to be that way. You can be a godly youth. You can be an example of the believer. You can be full of the Holy Ghost. You can be led by the Spirit. And while other youth are just young and dumb, you can be getting revelation all the time. And the Lord do with you. No, don't go with them. They're just wanting to use you. And you can just smile and go, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go to the house. I'm so-and-so. I have to stay in the house with mom. And you just smile and go, I like my mama. Not be insecure.
Yes. Yeah.
Young people, let me tell you a secret that a lot of folks don't understand. Do you know one of the biggest things that makes people attractive? One of the biggest things that'll make a man or a woman, young man, boy or girl, attractive? Confidence.
Amen.
Confidence. People don't respect somebody that's trailing around behind them, trying to imitate them. They don't respect that. It's if you know who you are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You don't blink your eyes. You don't lower your voice when you say, yeah, I'm a believer.
Amen.
Yeah, you ought to be too. Yeah, I go over there at that wild Faith Life Church, tongue-talking bunch and prosperity believing. Yeah, that's me. That's us.
Yes.
Man, we have a big time. You ought to come see. Not intimidated to smoke or to drink or to do drugs or to have sex. You just look people down and go, no, I'm not that dumb. No. And not have to explain. Not feel intimidated. Well, it won't be popular. What is popular? What are you talking about? With a few kids that don't know which end is up. For 3 years? That don't see each other again? What does it mean? But see, when you're a youth, you don't know the difference. That's one reason why youth should have good parents. That if they'd listen to their parents. And youth, take advantage of the experience and wisdom in your parents. Go to them. And say, hey, Dad, I got this going on. And this guy said this to me, and this one, you know, what do you think? Dad, don't freak out. Mom, don't fall off your chair and start screaming. Did you hear me? And don't act holier than thou, like you weren't a teenager and did some insane stuff. Or almost did. Our young people ought to be benefiting from our experience,
yes.
Right? And our wisdom. And there ought to be freedom enough for us to communicate and talk and love and faith and grace and mercy. And we ought to have answers, solid answers, not our theory and our opinion and our experience from the Word.
Yes.
Solid answers. That's what our whole youth program and department is based upon. Phyllis leads them, And they have questions. Young people have questions about life. God has answers. They're in the Word. And every issue that comes up, they take it to the Word. And then it's settled. And that's how you live. Boy, I wish somebody had done that with me more. But we didn't know. Thank God for what we had, but we should be advancing all the time. Matthew 19, are you there? Matthew 19 and 20. There was a young man, you know, that came to Jesus. What kind of man? Young man. And he said, good master, what can I do to inherit eternal life? You know, he asked him about the commandments. And verse 20, the what kind of man? Young man said to him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said, if you'll be what? Perfect. We've learned that word perfect means complete, so that nothing is lacking. The completion. He's a young man, but is it God's will for him to come on and develop and mature spiritually and develop? If you'll be perfect, do what? Go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when the what? See, he didn't just say man, he says young man heard that saying. He didn't do it. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Oh man, I've seen this. Impatience and wrong priorities. He did not discern what was in front of him. What was available for the master to say, go liquidate your stuff. He's not asking him to take a vow of poverty. He's not telling him he'll never have anything again as long as he lives. When you sow like that, what's going to happen later? But it was a problem in the young man's life. Obviously, it had too much of a place in his life. He was trusting in it. He was holding on to it. And he needed to break free from it and demonstrate that Jesus was Lord. And that God was first. And what did the master say? Do what? Liquidating in what? Is he offering him a place?
Yes.
Is he offering him a place with him? In his ministry? Right now? But the young man did not see what he was being offered. And thought his little money was too much to give up for that. The names of the apostles are engraved in the foundation of the holy city. Forever. The ruling and the reigning in the kingdom of God. All of us have opportunity. And this young man goes, I can't give up my money. I mean, did not know through lack of discernment, lack of maturity and understanding, did not discern and see what was in front of him. I've seen that. We've had that already here, just in the 4 years that we've been here. People that God called to help and do things, and something came up, and they're no longer here. And it's not like they went from here to do some bigger and better things in the kingdom of God. If they did, I'd just be shouting and happy for them. But they went from doing things for the Lord to doing nothing for the Lord. And that can't be the will of God, and it can't be okay. But they didn't discern the opportunities. You know, we've talked about Phyllis and I had the opportunity to serve with Brother Hagin and Miss Aretha for a number of years. And you know, we knew it was a good thing while it was happening. But every year since then, and since Dad has gone home, man, you see, what a privilege it was. What an opportunity. But when you're young, you don't realize how much is going on. You don't see the value and the preciousness of your opportunity. Remember Jesus talked about, he said, they didn't know the day and hour of their visitation. They didn't know the opportunity that was in front of them. Spiritual children and youth can be that way, not discerning. Oh, but you can be like the other guys, the disciples who did follow. They got up, they left all, and they followed him. Do you think they've ever regretted it since? What do you think in heaven right now? You think they said, boy, I wish I'd have held on to my business and my back. Are you kidding me? Oh, they're so thankful that when they had that opportunity, they said, yes, thank you, I will go with you. Oh, can you say amen? The Lord told us, I'm growing this church up quickly. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Which means we are discerning the preciousness of the things of God and the opportunity of the hours and the associations and the times. And when you have an opportunity to serve the Lord and do something in His things and with His people, don't let anything keep you from it. If it costs you all in the natural, you do it. I said, you do it. You do it. I know of several people that were this close to retirement with benefits and walked away from it and lost it because God directed them to do something. And now they're so blessed, they don't even think about that little retirement. I've seen people miss God over a house. Miss God over a place. Wouldn't leave. Oh, well, I couldn't leave my house. I couldn't leave my people. Oh, I couldn't do that because, you know, on Tuesdays, I always do this. And on Thursday mornings, I always do this. I had a lady tell me that one time her and her mother came in and one of them was terminal, pronounced by the doctors, just a matter of days to live, they said. And they wanted us to pray. Well, in talking with them, I saw they're not ready to pray. They're not ready to release any faith for healing. They're not thinking right. I said, well, the healing class in school is going to start in just a few hours. Could you stay 2 hours? Could you stay? They said, oh, no, we're going shopping this afternoon. Well, could you come this other time? Well, no. We're going to work in a flower bed. They just got through telling me they got days to live. They don't value the word enough to even give God an hour of their time. That is not having any spiritual discernment. That's not knowing what is important. That's being spiritually asleep and unaware. Say it out loud, not me.
Not me.
Not me.
I'm alive.
And I'm awake.
And I'm growing up.
Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Spiritual Youth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603H. That's R1603H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.